Three, two, one. Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, March 14th, 2026, and the week ahead. Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in Capricorn and a Mars-Rahu conjunction. Oh, dear. The moon in Capricorn is a very practical, pragmatic cardinal earth sign, and moon Capricorn people exude an energy of confidence and stability. And the day reflects that energy. Now, the Mars-Rahu is a wild card because Rahu amplifies the energy of Mars. And as you know, Mars is the planet of aggression, impulse, war. It's not about making peace. Anyway, added to that, the moon is crossing paths with Pluto. Oh, dear, the death and rebirth planet where transformation is in the works. When the moon crosses Pluto, and it does that every 28 days, it's a time of the month when anything buried or in the subconscious or hidden from light comes up from the depths to be examined and released. It's a routine process to keep things on track, and the track is the truth of a situation. Now, what that situation is in your life depends on where Capricorn shows up in your birth chart. So it could be about relationships, career, finance, health, or someplace that needs to be examined from time to time to make sure that you are on track with where you're supposed to be. Now, out there in the collective experience, Capricorn is said to govern the trusted institutions of society, you know, everything from banks to the agencies of the government. So it could be a very intense week because the moon crosses every single planet until it reaches Aries next Saturday. Plus, it's losing light. We're going into the darkness of a new moon. Now, that new moon happens on Wednesday night and Thursday morning when we reach a kind of cosmic crescendo in the sign of Pisces. Now, remember, new moons kick off a new 28-day cycle, and they embody all the energy of the planets and signs affecting it. It's sort of like the emotional baggage, you might say. And the most weighty influence of this new moon is Saturn, the taskmaster of the zodiac. Saturn teaches us like a harsh coach. You cannot fool Saturn no more than you can fool gravity. Now, the other thing to watch for is that we have that Mercury retrograde going on. Astrologies all concur that it's never a good idea to begin anything meaningful under a Mercury retrograde because Mercury retrogrades are best used for checking the facts, checking the details, reading the fine print, and even holding off until there's a proper examination of everything involved in a decision. Mercury is a planet of rational thinking, and when it's retrograde, well, it's not always so rational. It's a good time to stop and think things through, whether it's buying a lobster boat or launching a barrage of Tomahawk missiles. Now, Mercury goes direct on the 20th. That's 2 days after the new moon. So we can expect a rethink, a redo, a reassessment, or a retire as Mercury gains traction going forward. Now, added to that, Mercury goes direct in conjunction with Rahu and Mars. Oh, these are two very difficult planets. Rahu is obsessive, compulsive, and stops at nothing to fulfill its insatiable desire. And Mars, well, Mars and Mercury are enemies because Mercury likes to take the time to think, and Mars just wants to shoot first and ask questions later. So when Rahu and Mercury connect with Mars, thinking can be distorted, convoluted, twisted. It's almost like looking in a circus mirror, you know, those kind that distort your images. Some astrologers even see those contacts as the embodiment of propaganda, where the great English author George Orwell is quoted when he wrote about future governments that would convince people that slavery was freedom and freedom was slavery. Oh dear, it's certainly time to see things as clearly as possible. So stay focused. Now, Jupiter has finally turned direct in the last 10 degrees of Gemini. Jupiter in Gemini expands the energy to communicate and to think, but sometimes it's too much thinking and too much communication, so it fails to discriminate the most important points. It's almost like being a chorus of noisy kids that just shout out kinds of stuff. So the challenge this week with this planetary energy is to maintain equanimity, you know, a balanced mind, and not be swayed by a potential storm of confusing thoughts and emotions. We most certainly live in interesting times. So keep your eye on the 18th for the new moon, and on the 20th when Mercury goes direct, you'll really feel a shift then. Well, folks, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or somewhere around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.